Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Precision technology for livestock production is ramping up, with virtual fencing the most widely tool explored. SDSU Extension Precision Livestock Technology Field Specialist Logan Vandermark states he gets questions nearly every week about virtual fencing. Vandermark believes virtual fencing can be useful, but he advises having goals in mind before purchasing any equipment.
So if we're looking at maybe doing targeted grazing, are we looking at grazing public lands where fencing and putting in semi-permanent fences is an option? Start thinking about those use cases. It could certainly be a viable technology.
All virtual fencing systems require livestock collars, which provide stimulus at boundaries, which are triggered in one of two ways.
The first way is through cellular communication, and so that collar basically has a SIM card in it and functions directly with a cell phone tower. So with those collars, you need to make sure you have good cell phone coverage out in your pastures and your area that you're actually going to graze.
The second means of operation, called long-range wide area network, uses a base station relaying messages from livestock collars to a cellular connection. Four primary companies are marketing virtual fence systems in the U.S., offering leasing and ownership programs. SDSU Extension will be showcasing virtual fencing, as well as other precision livestock tools, this Wednesday, June 11th, at the West River Research Farm near Sturgis, from 3 through 8 p.m. Mountain Time. The event is free and offers a hands-on opportunity to learn more on precision livestock technology. Visit the events page at extension.sdstate.edu for details.